So let's review. The Brice in the previous daf cited the pasuk Nefesh kisimo mal b'chata b'shkaga and expounded Nefesh, Echel Yachad, Echel Anasi, Echel Mashiach. The law of Me'il applies to all people, whether a regular individual, a king, or a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara now asks, Pshita Nefesh Ksiv, what's the chiddush of the Brisa? Why would we think that Nasi and Mashiach are excluded from Me'ilah? After all, the pasuk used the expression Nefesh, referring to any person. The Gemara answers that the pasuk of misusing the Shem and the Mishcha states, Vasher Yitim Memenu Al Zar, anointing a stranger with the Shem and the Mishcha. And High Lav Zarhu Daha Imshach Begaveh. The king and the Kohen Gadol are not stranger to the Shem and the Mishcha since they were anointed with it. Therefore, we might think that Nasi and Mashiach are exempted from that halacha, and likewise from Me'ilah. Therefore, the Brice expounds the term Nefesh to include them, that they are also liable for improper benefit from Hekdesh. The Gemara proceeds to point out that Akshar Rachmana L'Saito L'Avodis Kechavim L'Truma. The Brice earlier cites Psukim comparing Me'ilah to three things. To the laws of Saita, a married woman who secludes herself with another man, to Avodis Kechavim idol worship, and to Truma, a non-Kohen who eats the produce separated for the Kohen. And the Gemara now explains what we derive from these three comparisons. We derive Me'ilah, where the Pasuk says, Nefesh ki simul mal b'chata b'shkoga, from Seita, where the Pasuk says, Ish ish ki sista ishte umala by mal. That one is liable for nena afa gabdulei pagam, just as the Seita is liable for benefit even without depreciation. So to gabe hektish nami nasna tabas b'yada mala. Merely wearing a ring and deriving benefit without depreciating it is considered Me'ilah. And we derive Me'ilah where the Pasuk says, Nefesh ki simul mal v'chata b'shkaga, from Avodis Kechavim, where the Pasuk says, V'yimlu b'leheh v'yisehim v'yizna achri abalam, that one is liable for ad di isba shinoi. Idolatry entails transferring oneself to the domain of that v'artazar. So to gabe hektash nami ad di bika b'kardim, one commits Me'ilah by transferring ownership of an item from hektash to an individual's domain, such as when someone chops wood with an axe of hektash, thus legally taking possession. And as Tesis adds, this includes Shina Rishus B'loi Hana, transferring something from Hektash to one's private domain, even without benefit, as in the case of Avodah Zarah. And we derive Me'ilah, where the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisimul Mal V'chata B'shkaga, from Truma, where the Pasuk says, V'lei Sisu Lov Chet. And the Pasuk there also says, V'ish Ki Yechol Kodesh B'shkaga V'yosef Chamishisei. And we expound, Ki Yechol Prat L'masik. A Zar who eats Truma must pay back an additional fifth. But one who merely damages Truma is exempt from this payment. So too, Gabe Hekdesh Nami called Dvar Achila Kimazik Lipater. One does not commit Me'ilah by damaging Hekdesh without deriving benefit. Mishnah concludes, Hanenim min Achatas, if one benefits from a Karma Achatas, it depends. Kishi Chaya Leimolat Shiifkim. Kishi Mesa Kimin Shinenimol. While it's still alive, he only commits Me'ilah if he depreciates its value. But once it's slaughtered, he commits Me'ilah as soon as he benefits. The Gemara explains, Ibe Behemah Tamima Hainu Keshel Zoth. A live animal is meant to be used as a carbon. Therefore, any depreciation is insignificant, since he will still fulfill his obligation, and so it's no different from a golden goblet. Rather, b'balas mumaskin. The Mishnah refers to a carbon that developed a blemish. Therefore, it depends as follows. Kishi chaya le'molat she'ifkim, because since it's meant to be redeemed, it's considered an item that depreciates. Kishi meisa kinishin enamol, because since it cannot be redeemed, it's considered an item that does not depreciate. Zok the Mishnah. Nena kebechatzi pruto, upogam kechatzi pruto. If one benefited from Hekdesh in the worth of a half a pruta, and also depreciated a half a pruta, or if he benefited a full pruta from one item, and depreciated another item a full pruta, he has not committed Me'ilah until he benefits and depreciates a full pruta from one item. The Mishnah continues, one can only commit Me'ilah multiple times with an animal, a carbon, or a utensil, a klisharis, because they are kedushas aguf, and therefore never lose their status as hektish. But one cannot commit Me'ilah multiple times with all other items of hektish, which are kedushas damim, because when the person first commits Me'ilah, the item leaves the domain of hektish and becomes chulin. Mishnah elaborates, Ketza, Rachav gabi behemo, vachav ever rachav, vachav ever rachav, kulin malu. If someone rides an animal that is a carbon, then others also ride the animal, they all commit Me'ilah. Similarly, shasa v'keshel zav, o v'chaver v'shasa, v'chaver v'shasa, kula malu. If someone drank from a golden utensil that is a klisharis, and then others also drink from it, they all commit Me'ilah. Similarly, talish min achatas, o v'chaver v'talish, kula malu. If someone plucked wool from a karma achatas, and then others also plucked its wool, they all commit Me'ilah. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Brayis regarding this ruling. Ein moilach ha-moil el b'behema bovad. Only an animal, a carbon, is subject to Me'ilah multiple times. However, nechemya aimer, behema v'klisharis. Carbon and a klisharis are subject to multiple me'ilas. The Gemara explains, Tanakama Sava, Minyana de Behemaksiv. The pasuk says, Va'akoyin yichapa lov ba'ayla asham. The unnecessary reference to the ayla asham is expounded to refer to me'ilah on the carbon. And since it is referred to as an asham even after the me'ilah was committed, this teaches us that it remains a carbon and it is possible to commit multiple me'ilas with a carbon. However, Nechemi expands a Kal v'chomer. Im acher may be l'kedusha son who atzma l'kolshkin. If a kli sharus is the power to sanctify items placed inside it with kedusha zaguf, it certainly retains its own kedusha zaguf, and so it is subject to multiple meilas. The Mishnah concludes: Rebbe Yomer kol davar she'ein lo pinyan yesh bo meila chamayil. Any item that cannot be redeemed is subject to meila multiple times. And the Gemara cites two explanations of the machlekes. Rava explains: Ziki benayu eitzim. The machlekes is regarding wood, the status of wood donated to the mikdash, as we learn in the following brisa. Harei eitzim lo yifchis mishne gezirin. If one pledges wood for the mizbeach, he must bring a minimum of two large logs of wood. Rebbe says: Eitzim carbon heim to unin melech b'tuun hagasha. A donation of wood is considered a carbon mincha and requires salt and the avodah of hagasha being brought near the mizbech. The Gemara adds, "L'divrei Rebbe tu'unin kemitza tzrichin eitzim." According to Rebbe, one must shred the wood and separate a kemitza from it, and one must bring additional wood to burn it, as with any mincha. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, since wood can be redeemed, it is yeitzir l'chulin de me'ila, and so it's not subject to multiple me'ilas. But according to Rebbe, since wood is considered a mincha which cannot be redeemed, it is ein yeitzir l'chulin de me'ila, and so it is subject to multiple me'ilas. Rav Papa explained, "Kachem is beach temimin, benasu bali mumin ikibenayim." The machlekes is regarding karbanos that developed a blemish, and we learned in the following brisa. Kachem is beach temimin benasu bali mumin. Rebbe ami yikveru, b'chamam yiftu. Rebbe holds that such karbanos must be buried, while the chacham holds they can be redeemed. And Tosfos explains, Rebbe k'savah bein hamada v'aracha. Animals must stand before the kohen to be evaluated before they're redeemed. Therefore, since they cannot be redeemed, alim kedushasayu. The sanctity of the blemished animal is undiminished, and so it is subject to multiple me'ilas. However, chacham kesavri lebi'inam advaracha. Animals do not need to stand before the kohen to be evaluated before they're redeemed. Therefore, since they can be redeemed, la'olam kedushasayu, the sanctity of the blemished animal is diminished, and so it is not subject to multiple me'ilas.